News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. The state's Appropriations Subcommittee on Public Safety and Judiciary met at the Capitol to review the previous year. Tom Bates, the executive director of the Pardon and Parole Board, says their agency's biggest challenge is attracting and retaining adequate and qualified employees.
We made some headway in seeing some more stability in our workforce. We've rearranged duties and staff roles to accommodate more efficient workloads. And by reviewing those tasks and responsibilities, we identified opportunities to redistribute tasks.
Going into the next fiscal year, the department hopes to hire additional staff. The McLean County District Attorney has dropped charges against an Oklahoma City police officer who was accused of kidnapping, rape, and assault. Prosecutors say the charges against Ryan Lynn Stark were dismissed because the victim in the case has decided not to cooperate. Catch us every day on Spotify.com when you follow the Radio Oklahoma News Network podcast. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
All Oklahoma, all of the time. That's the Radio Oklahoma News Network. With our great 48-plus affiliates, our experienced reporters do more than just read you a press release. They ask the tough questions, from the state capitol to your courthouse to your town hall. They're there to help you understand the issues. Find us at RadioOklahomaNews.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.